Blog Talk Radio. Hello, 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 everyone, and welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting right here from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, on Blog Talk Radio. We are so excited to have all of our listeners from all across the World Wide Web. We appreciate you so much. Hey, you know, my show comes on every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, same place right here on Blog Talk Radio. But to stay up to date on all of the phenomenal interviews and the wonderful guests that we have lined up just for you, you want to join my e-blast list. And you can do that by visiting my official website, which is www.mitchell-productions.com. Again, that's www.mitchell-productions.com. And if you're an iPod listener, you can check me out in the iTunes store and have the show downloaded to your iPod automatically for free. All you have to do is search for Charvette, that's S-H-A-R-V-E-T-T-E, and click on podcast. All right, ladies and gentlemen, aren't you just excited? Listen, today's show is dedicated to the fellas. I'm calling this For the Fellas. We're going to help you guys out with some great relationship tips that are going to get you started for the 2009 year. This is dedicated just to you, the fellas. As you know, my regular listeners, the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence. And in my first segment today, I'm telling you I have a wonderful couple that is in the virtual studio with us right now. This couple, I'm telling you, they are phenomenal. They are the creators of For You, I Will. And I have none other than Stafford and Nicole Armstead. Ladies and gentlemen, let's give them a great big warm welcome. Woo! Stafford and Nicole, welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Hello.
Thank you.
Hi. Great. We're so glad to have you. Listeners, let me tell you a little great. We're glad to kick this off for the fellas for 2009, talk about relationships and all that good stuff. So, yeah. Listeners, let me tell you a little bit about For You, I Will. For You, I Will is a sexual abstinence-based healthy relationships program that teaches the principles of building healthy relationships, marriages, and families. Oh, my goodness, the For You, I Will program uses a practical approach as to how these principles apply to life. And again, we have the creators on the line, a wonderful husband and wife couple, and we're going to talk to them about their program. So, Stafford, I'm going to start with you. How about that? Tell our listeners how you decided to start this particular program. How and why did you come up with this?
Well, basically about almost 11 years now, at the time, I basically was working with young people in an after-school program.
Okay.
And one of the sessions was going to be talking about postponing sex until marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And I was trying to think of a creative way to actually to do that. And basically what I decided to do was to set up a mock wedding ceremony. Now, the idea that stimulated that was basically I went through a couple of relationships at that time that didn't work, and I was really doing a lot of self-examination as to why my relationships didn't work. And I wanted to do something to help the young people that I was working with at that time to be able to come up with some better principles and almost like create a detour sign, if you will, of,
right.
Hey, these are some things you can avoid, because sometimes the handwriting's on a wall that it's not working.
Mm-hmm.
And so from there, what we decided to do was to do a mock wedding ceremony. So I had a couple of the teenagers come in the next day, and we simulated a mock wedding. And then from there, went on to talk about principles as to why you would want to postpone sex until marriage, and felt like marriage was a good reason, because that may be an end goal for some people that
mm-hmm.
they want. And so that's how we got started.
Wow. And so, Nicole, give us some of the highlights of the program. You offer seminars and workshops. Tell us about it. Yeah, we have seminars and workshops available, and we basically offer it to youth. That's one of our audiences, but it's also available to couples, to singles, because at any point in your life, you can learn about how to enhance your relationship.
Absolutely.
And, of course, it's great to enhance the relationship, you know, with our eternal soulmate, but it's also great to know how to have healthy relationships with just general people from your family to people that you work with. But what we do, our main focus is we have an 8-week program, and we talk mm-hmm. about everything from self-awareness to finances to goal setting to sexual abstinence, and that's done in 8 weeks, and we end that with a mock wedding ceremony. So that's the program that we have for our youth, but we also will tailor it for the young adults audience to where we'll just talk about specific topics,
mm-hmm.
Actually, I don't want to jump ahead too far, but we have a DVD that covers
yes.
some of these things as well.
And that's just released, brand spanking new, hot off the press. So tell us about the For You I Will multimedia DVD that you have out.
Well, our DVD, it consists of a session about the dynamics between men and women.
Okay.
And then it has another session about finances. And then we have a live session for a live group of youth, and we're talking just about all of our topics, just a nice tidbit on each one. And one unique thing that I'll ask my husband to elaborate on is that we actually incorporate entertainment
mm-hmm.
in our presentations as well.
All right. So tell us about that, Stafford.
Well, basically, one of the things we like to do to kind of keep the program from being boring and to kind of stand out on its own is to allow the program to be informative yet entertaining. Both my wife and I, we both act as well as sing and dance. So we try to incorporate the entertainment piece into our workshop. So, and also to tie in, typically maybe we might sing a romantic song to each other, or we might do a skit and something to actually help bring home the message that we're able to give it in a creative way and allow the audience to be able to get more engaged in what we're actually trying to say.
Phenomenal. And so for your seminars and your workshops, who can participate in those? How do you actually set those up?
Well, typically what we do is either if people can, of course, go online and get that information, you know, and they could call us at 1-800-1877-PICK for You I Will. And also you can, typically we have people that will contact us via their organization, say a Boys and Girls Club, YMCA. That organization may ask that they would have a speaker or a group come in to talk to their particular participants. And from there, we would set it up that way. Typically, we work with a lot of organizations or churches to, you know, have the workshop or seminar set up there. Also work with colleges and universities, say with student affairs or multicultural. And then from there,
we also
work with couples organizations.
Great.
And we also incorporate, we're available for sororities, fraternities, different groups like that. So, mm-hmm. I mean, the sky's the limit. And just to, you know, for people who are interested, the number is 1-877-745-3949. And to remember that, it's 1-877-PICK for You I Will, PIKFYIW, just to help you remember.
All right. And give us your website address, beautiful website.
Oh, yeah, www.foryouiwill.com. And that's in For You, I Will Save Myself. For You, I will invest the best in me so I can give the best to you. And even in relationships, one thing we talk about is you want to be able to receive what you're giving. So you shouldn't settle. What you want to receive, you should be willing to put out. So that's where the name For You, I Will came from. So you can remember www.foryouiwill.com.
All right, well said. If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. And this segment today is for the fellas. We're getting you started off. We're kicking off the new year right, helping you with your relationships. And in my first segment here, I am talking to a wonderful husband and wife couple who are the creators of For You I Will company and program. And I am talking to Stafford and Nicole Armstead. All right, so tell us, Nicole, what upcoming events or projects do you all have going on?
Well, of course, right now the DVD, that's very exciting for us right now. And right now we're just getting ourselves geared up for the 2009 year. Right now we're getting our calendar set up, and we have some things that are in the works. Nothing has been set in stone yet, but everything is we have some things coming together. So I don't want to put anything out there yet until it's finalized, but things are going great there. And you said that this show is about
is about the fellas.
Yeah.
And I just want to say that I'm glad to hear that, because so many times the fellas get forgotten and get overlooked when they are a major player in the relationship and very important, and they are to be celebrated too, because there's nothing to stop us from giving the men some flowers. It's not just for the ladies.
That's right.
I do know that. And, you know, it's funny here lately, I'll say, too, I've had, and just in being out and about in different areas, at times I've had a lot more guys questioning and talking about relationship things, which really is a great encouragement, because it is not just, you know, the woman that's going to be primarily focused, although typically women are more apt to go there and talk about the relationship and things, but I think a lot more men are starting to think more in terms of what they want and need and you know, in their lives.
Oh, my God, that is outstanding to hear. And definitely, Stafford, when you're talking to the men, what type of advice do you give them to encourage them, to help them with their communication, to help them with their relationships and how to build them and how to pick the right person and all of that? What do you say?
Well, one thing I think about is definitely, you know, coming to terms with who you are and then getting, you know, settled and grounded in where you want to be and where you want to go, and really understanding you, and then being honest with yourself is one of the key things. And I also really challenge people, too, to really think about, you know, with the relationship, you know, not only someone that you can live with, but I even heard one time it was stated that someone that you can't live without.
Wow.
You know, really thinking about not just one of the things that even motivated me was not just having someone that looked good on the outside, you know, but they also look good on the inside, their character, their integrity, how they treat you, you know, and how you're able to, now, you know, dream with them, communicate with them, you know, and you have similar interests, maybe you're not interested in the exact same things, but there are things that you can share. I mean, one of the great things that we have in our relationship is that we really enjoy talking to each other,
wonderful,
you know, about whatever, you know, and we are also each other's person that we can check. You know, it's always been stated that, you know, very powerful men or great men have a great woman with them, or and I'll not say standing behind them, but standing with them.
Right.
And it's so important that you have that person that can help give you that extra eye on stuff in dealing with people, you know, that has the level of discretion or discernment about what's going on, and they can help you balance things and look at things from a good angle. Because if you have that combination, and one of the things is power of agreement, you have to be able to walk in that, because then with that principle, you can truly conquer the world together, because you are on the same page and you can multiply and maximize your efforts whenever you're doing something, whether that's buying a house, having a child, to following a career path. If you're on the same page, you can get so much accomplished. But if those signs or warning signs are already happening in the beginning, where you can't really be honest with the person, where you don't feel comfortable with them, where you cannot really put yourself out there with them, and you don't feel like you can be real with them,
right,
then you may need to either think about letting the relationship develop over time, or really ask yourself, is this the right person? Because if you can't be real in the early parts of the relationship, or are not, and also the other challenge, I think, is to be real.
Right.
You know, if you're not honest with the person and really bringing it there, then you really have to check whether you're ready to be in this relationship, or is that person ready for you.
All right. And if you're not being your real self, you're being someone else.
Right.
And the real self is going to come up later.
Yeah, and you'll have a superficial relationship, and you're both playing the part. And then when it gets real, you're unhappy because you were both trying to fit a role that really wasn't you.
Absolutely. Well, I certainly have enjoyed talking to the both of you today. Please give us your contact information one more time.
Okay, definitely. And that's foryouiwill.com, and that's www.foryouiwill.com, as in for you, I will save myself and keep myself and give the best. And our number is 1-877-PIK-FYIW, pick for you, I will, PIKFYIW. And just one last tip I want to share is,
sure,
for those that are thinking about marriage and getting together, one thing that I just even want to commend the fellas to do is, a lot of times the ladies are busy planning that wedding and the flowers and the dresses and the cake.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll just say that you need to spend more time preparing for the marriage than that wedding. And one thing that the men can do is, you can take the step and say, you know, I'm not real interested in the flowers, honey, but I'm interested in us and where we're going to be in the future and where we're going to be in 20 years from now. So let's take some time to invest in our marriage while we're preparing for this wedding.
There you go. I love it. I love it. Well, thank you so much again, and we wish you the best, and we're going to keep checking in on you. Again, ladies and gentlemen, visit them online so that you can stay up to date to all the great events and things that they have going on. Thank you
all
so
right.
much for joining us.
Thanks
thank
so much, Charvette. We've enjoyed it. Look forward to talking to you again soon.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to turn to our second segment. Right after our commercial break, I have our special guest waiting in the virtual green room right now, Mr. Jack A. Daniels. He is a nationally syndicated columnist, author, and clinical therapist. And listen, he writes a weekly column called For the Fellas. You know, here we go, right in line with what we're doing. Reaches over 2 million readers. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we will be back to the second half of our show.
Are you over 40 and single? Do you get the feeling that the younger generation is having all the fun? It doesn't have to be that way. You can join Living Single, an organized community of single men and women all over age 40 who enjoy a network of goods, services, support, and social interaction. Living Single consultants link with community resources to plan or access social events, outings, and gatherings based on the interests of its members. At Living Single, you'll have the opportunity to participate with other singles that share your interests. If you'd like information on how to join Living Single, call 804-901-4948. You'll have access to group activities at discount rates, group travel at reduced rates, newsletters, exclusive events, and a community of people who share your interest. More than 50% of men and women over 40 are single. It's time to get connected. Call Living Single today at 804-901-4948. That's 804-901-4948.
Does your church or ministry have a website? Are you a local artist or author that has an established web presence? If you answered no to any of these questions, you're letting countless opportunities pass you by. Hi, I'm Charvette Mitchell. Mitchell Productions was created with your needs in mind. We will provide you with stylish and economical online marketing solutions. From email marketing to your own website, Mitchell Productions caters to ministries, nonprofits, small businesses, and special events. Check out our portfolio at Mitchell-Productions.com. In today's world, a website is not a luxury, it's a necessity. And Mitchell Productions can create your website in a stylish manner at a very economical price. Don't let business, customers, or new congregation members pass you by. Visit Mitchell Productions today at www.Mitchell-Productions.com. Let us showcase your organization to the world.
Every day you're exposed to millions of germs at school, work, stores, and other public places. With cold and flu season approaching, take steps to keep yourself and others healthy. When you cough or sneeze, cover it with a tissue or your elbow. Wash your hands frequently with soap and warm water. Wash for 20 seconds. If you don't have access to water, use an alcohol-based hand sanitizer. When you're sick, stay home so you can get better and keep others from getting sick too. Stop germs. Stay healthy. A message from King County and Public Health Seattle King County.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. We're reaching all across the world, wide web. We're so glad you're tuned in to our For the Fellas segment. I'm excited to get the fellas kicked off for 2009, giving them some relationship tips, some things that will help with their relationship. And I am telling you, I've got my second guest that is on the line in the virtual studios, and I'm going to bring them on right now. And I have coming to the mic Mr. Jack A. Daniels. Welcome
to
the show.
Hey, hey, how you doing, Ms. Charvette?
I am fabulous. We're glad to have you.
I'm glad to be here. I couldn't be more excited about being on your show right now.
All right. I love it. I love the energy. Oh, my God. I'm telling you, you reach over 2 million readers worldwide, and several critics have labeled you as men's relationship resource and voice of reason.
Yes, yes. Amazing.
Oh, my goodness. Amazing. How did you start writing the column For the Fellas, and why did you start?
Well, you know, it actually boils down to three different reasons. As a black man, mm-hmm. we tend to typically get a very bad rap, and it hurts to see how we're often portrayed. There's a huge, massive marketing campaign being perpetuated by media, magazines, and multiple outlets of information that capitalize on our disappointing, discouraging, and down and dark moments as men.
Right.
We do have good moments, and we're often overlooked. We do care. We're trustworthy, accountable, respectable, responsible men that have emotions just like everyone else. So it was one of those things that it came to me,
mm-hmm.
and I wanted to see us in a positive light, in a positive regard. But also the second reason is that a lot of us as black folk have skeptical thoughts, stereotypes, and stigmatisms that
right.
About mental health. I am a clinical therapist, and yeah. we got some issues that need to be dealt with, and if you come to me, we can deal with those. But a lot of times we don't come to people like me. So my thought was, is instead of you coming to me, I'll bring it to you. And that was the birth of For the Fellas. It was also birthed out of frustration. Mm. It was frustration about not having anything good to read or hear about in terms of being a black man. Our magazines, or as men, we have sports,
right.
Sex, and spinning rims.
And
about it. That, yeah, that kind of sums it up for us as men in terms of magazines. And any good article that you read, you know, what a man wants, what a man needs, mm-hmm. you kind of scroll down to the bottom of it, and you look at who wrote it, and it's some woman. And
yeah.
I'm sitting there saying to myself, I can't – now, wait, now how does she know what I want?
Right.
How does she know what I – now, I'm not saying anything bad about women writers.
Right,
I'm just
right.
saying that sometimes we need to be able to voice our truths the way that we actually feel them. And that's how For the Fellas was birthed. It started off as one article, and it turned into, hey, somebody else saw it, and they wanted it in their paper. And it basically discusses a variety of topics, challenges and opportunities that instill messages of help, healing, hope, and understanding for all men. And it's one of those things that we do have a voice. We do
mm-hmm.
have some things that are on our mind. And it just so happens that more people than a few actually wanted to see us in positive lights and positive regards. So For the Fellas was birthed, and like you said, over 2 million readers worldwide. It's just about I'm not going to get in trouble and start naming off all these papers.
Right.
But I can tell you safely that you know, I think I can throw out a few. I know we're in Atlanta, Miami, Tennessee, Missouri, Kansas City, St. Louis, Mississippi, California, Texas. You know, I got some papers in Bangalore, India. You
wow.
hear me? Ain't that crazy?
That is phenomenal.
Yeah, hey, it's black folks over there, too.
We worldwide.
That's what they tell me. So it's been going very good. It's a phenomenal thing. And if you have not seen it in your papers, you can receive it via our email newsletter. It comes out every Monday.
Yes.
And there are thousands of subscribers on this thing. I can't believe the number of people that are actually subscribed to this newsletter. If you want to receive it, you can send an email to forthefellasonly@gmail.com.
Uh-huh.
That's forthefellasonly@gmail.com. Or you can visit us at www.press-pause.com. That's press-pause.com. Don't forget the hyphen mark. That's like pressing the pause button on your
yeah.
iPod, your CD player, your 8-track,
yes.
if you're old school. You know, one of the pause. So it's been going very good, Charvette, and I appreciate your support and the love that you're actually showing to it.
I certainly love anyone that intelligently represents the African American community and doesn't.
Well, thank you. You're trying to call me smart.
Yeah, it does it in such a phenomenal way. And I'm telling you, the website, again, www.press-pause.com, the website alone is smashing. It's slamming. And I look
thank
at a
you.
Lot of websites. I'm not just saying that. It is slamming. It's slamming.
And you know, stay tuned, because there is going to be a new site specific for the Fellas. Now, For the Fellas is actually parked on press pause right now temporarily, because we're developing a new website for the Fellas. The demand is so huge that it's slowing our website down.
Wow.
So it's some people trying to get in touch with me, but we're actually in the process of developing a brand new website. So be on the lookout for that. I can't give out the name right now. Some of y'all are going to try to go out there and you're gonna be disappointed.
And it's going to be crashing before
yeah,
it comes
yeah, yeah,
out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So just know that the website is coming. Stay tuned, and you can look at press pause, and you can find out when that's going to happen. So,
oh, right.
Stay
I think
tuned.
Sounds good. I think we have a couple callers on the line. I'm going to take one call.
Okay.
Caller ending in 8054. Caller ending in 8054. I'm going to try to bring you on the line. You are live and on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Did you have a comment or question? Hello? Oh,
right.
Maybe they were just listening. No problem.
Uh-oh.
Okay, so Jack, tell me, which of the columns have gotten the most response from your readers, like some of the top topics that you've talked about?
You know, it's one of them things, like I started off talking about personal growth and development, and that was like lukewarm. But the minute I started talking about relationship, everybody and their mama want to chime in.
Uh-huh.
It was one of those things where you knew, I knew that women were already chiming in because y'all nosy, no offense. You know,
we got to own it.
Okay. But what it was, when I started talking about relationships, now they felt like they were getting some real good juicy stuff about how men thought. So, I mean, I've ranged from topics from, you know, what makes men go with their ego to why men can't stop cheating. Are self-sufficient women a threat to men?
Wow.
Your baby's mother is my mother's baby. Now, that's a serious one, a controversial conversation about how it's time for us as men to start taking a stand on how we react and respond to the negative connotations conceptualized about our women and some of the conversations that we carry in our inner circles. We talk about our baby's mamas, but what you have to realize is that how can you live with, learn from, and love the woman that gave birth to you and only turn around to demoralize, despise, and degrade the same type of woman that gave birth to your child? It's time out for us black men to stand up and start taking a better responsibility in terms of who we are as a people and who we are as a collective culture. And it's time for us to be leaders. So, going back to For the Fellas, it's a positive aspect of who we are as men. It's not; it has no negative connotations whatsoever, and men like to see it. So some of the topics are very controversial. Some of them are lighthearted, but all of them are funny. I'm pretty sarcastic sometimes. All of them are very intelligent and insightful. So. I've got such a range of topics. I've been doing this for over a year, so every week I'm putting out something.
Right.
So I can give it to you raw. I can give it to you real. I can give it to you however you like it. So.
Oh right.
Fun stuff.
Fun stuff. And if you just tuned in, you're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, and I am interviewing Mr. Jack A. Daniels.
Hey now.
Yay! And he's a nationally syndicated columnist, author, and clinical therapist. Now, you have a book coming out that's going
to
be
released. Watch out, girl. Watch shortly. Out.
Now, I love the title. I love the title. Give me the title. Give me the title.
Okay. The title is The Man's Handbook for Choosing the Right Woman. And,
hold on.
Listen to the subtitle. Understanding Our Relationship Roster and What Makes Men Afraid of Settling Down.
Wow.
Talk to me.
Oh my God. You know what? You might have more women buying that than men.
I know. Now here's the hook, Charvette. If you ask any man if relationships were a basketball team, who would be on his starting five team? I guarantee you that every man is gonna smile, smirk, and probably shrug it off like. Woo boy. The point is that all men know exactly which women would be on their starting five roster. Every man knows where women rank, what position they play, and which ones have the most marriage potential, but it's difficult for us to actually choose the right one.
Mm.
I guarantee you with this book, I'm unveiling some things. I know I'm kind of telling on us fellas, but what y'all have to understand is that I'm trying to help me help you. So I suggest you get the book. Because I guarantee you that your woman's going to be sitting at home with her legs crossed on the couch waiting for you to get home, asking you that question, so what position do I play on your team?
My goodness.
And I need for you to be able to answer that question effectively and efficiently. I ain't trying to start no trouble in your house.
Right.
The only thing I'm trying to do is help out and foster the growth and development of some of these relationships. It's a good read. It's been getting some great feedback.
Okay.
Women and men enjoy this book. So I encourage you to go get it. It's available everywhere. I know. Now, see, I'm going to get in trouble for saying this because we're doing this massive marketing campaign, and it ain't supposed to be out for like 2 weeks, but I'm excited about it.
Right.
And it is available. It's at all of your online retailers, Amazon, Books A Million, Barnes & Noble. You can walk into a store and get it also. But The Man's Handbook for Choosing the Right Woman, that's by Jack A. Daniels. Just look it up. Take a look. Go get it. It's cheap. It's effective, it's efficient, and it's going to give you some information that you had no idea. You probably don't even know. Do you know what position you play, Charvet?
My goodness, why you putting me on blast? Why you putting me on blast? Look, if this is the other way around. I'm interviewing you.
We got the point guard, the first round draft pick. Are you the superstar? Are you the all-around athlete, the veteran franchise player?
Goodness.
Or are you that sixth man off the bench? That's like the freak of the week, the so-called booty call, the girl that comes in when one of the starters ain't acting right.
Oh, my God.
Woo! I got some heat for this one. You need to pick up the book, I'm telling you.
Oh, my God. The Man's Handbook for Choosing the Right Woman. Ladies and gentlemen, go pick that up. The Man's Handbook for Choosing the Right Woman.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God. You know what? Something that you have on your website that I absolutely love. You have a divorce and relationship recovery program for African-American men.
Tell us about that. Yeah, that is a wonderful program that I developed. It is a one-of-a-kind program. Mm-hmm. Listen to me. One-of-a-kind program that focuses on helping men who have suffered from broken relationships recycle themselves back into healthy, lasting relationships. Now, a lot of times people think that men don't hurt.
Right.
We don't have hard times. We don't have headaches. We don't have emotions. Men have been lined up for this particular program. And this, what it does is it assists men recover from that broken relationship. And not just a divorce, but broken relationship. Because some of y'all, you know, you've been with your girl 8, 9, 10 years shacking up and playing house. So you just as good as married. As the person that just got divorced. So it teaches them how to confront their fears, their angers, their guilt, and rebuild their self-esteem and learn how to forgive. Mm. And a lot of times it doesn't – as men, we tend to repress a lot of feelings instead of actually dealing with them head on. So this program is a one-of-a-kind gem. We're taking it on the road. In February, the curriculum – We redeveloped the curriculum, and it's going to be ready. This is the only program like this in the country. Listen to me when I say that. The only one like it in the country. Women, y'all got battered women's shelters. Y'all got, y'all got all kind of things for y'all, but no one focuses on the men. Do we have time to tell a quick story?
Yes.
Okay, listen to me now. Yeah, I know a lot of y'all are probably wondering how this program got started. Well, I was married. I was with my wife for about 9 years. I got divorced, and I was going through some hard times, and I was trying to figure out how I can actually express some of these things. So I couldn't go to my family because I didn't want them all in my business. I couldn't go to my friends because they wasn't where I was actually at and hadn't been down that road before. So I was. I actually reached out to somebody professional. So I went to a support group. I went to a support group. It was it consisted of nothing but white people. No offense to any of the listeners out there, white women and white men. I sat down, and I had no idea of the things that I was actually feeling. I was feeling anger. I was feeling rage. I was feeling hurt, ashamed, guilty, et cetera, et cetera. And the only thing that I wanted to do is I wanted to express that, and I felt like I wanted to say I wanted to choke the mess out of my ex-wife, but I couldn't do that because if I would have done that, I saw them nudging each other under the table already. See, look, I told you they were all violent. And as a black man, I'm vulnerable. I'm hurting. I'm angry. I'm confused. And the only thing I wanted to do is to be able to express that to someone, and I didn't have someone that I can connect with because I had the pressure and the burden of actually being a black man, and I used to be in corporate America. I was carrying that burden and stigmatism around being a black man. So I wanted to be around people that I can actually relate to, who can understand my struggle, because we have a hidden umbrella of struggle as black men.
Absolutely.
We can't just walk into anywhere. So this program was the birth of that difficult demise of my divorce. So I said, I want to get people that were just like me together, and we can talk about it. And this is the birth of that program. And it's been going very well ever since. Every man that has gone through the program, we have an 86 percentile positive ratio of happiness.
Wow.
And it's been phenomenal ever since. There have been so many people lined up to buy this program. Nonprofit organizations, faith-based organizations, everyone is lining up to buy this program, and I'm willing to give it to you because I'm trying to help heal all of the hurts, hard times, and headaches that some of these men have been dealing with over the years. So that's a little bit about the background. If you're interested in the program, you can go to www.press-pause.com. Mm-hmm. That's press-pause.com. Look us up. Contact us. We'll send you all of the necessary information that you need and get you a curriculum as soon as possible because, hey, this is a program that is a must-have for every church, every nonprofit, everybody that's in the community trying to deal with black men. We are carrying around some baggage.
Yes.
And we need somebody to help us unload this stuff. And this program is very effective and efficient at doing that. So look us up, presspause.com.
All right. We applaud you, certainly coming from a voice of experience, not just someone not just using your clinical background, but your own experience. So we certainly applaud you for that, and we have enjoyed interviewing you.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me, and I've enjoyed sitting here talking to you also.
No problem.
I'd be more than willing to come back anytime. So
yes, we're going to bring you back because we do a lot of things with relationships, and we certainly help the women and help the men, but this segment was for the fellas. So, fellas, we know that you got a lot of nuggets out. Certainly go out and get the book, The Man's Handbook for Choosing the Right Woman by Jack A. Daniels.
Yeah, pick that up as soon as possible.
As soon as possible.
As a matter of fact, pick up five of them and give friend.
There you go. Well, Jack, thank you so much for joining us, and we will follow back up with you.
All right. I appreciate it. You take care.
All right. You too.
Okay.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. That's going to wrap up another edition of the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. We have enjoyed having you as a listener. As always, we thank you so much. Make sure you check back with us next Tuesday, 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where we will bring you another phenomenal and outstanding show. Join our email list so you can know about all of the wonderful interviews we have lined up. Go to my official website, which is www.mitchell-productions.com. Again, that's www.mitchell-productions.com. And if you are an iPod user, you can have the show downloaded to your iPod for free. All you have to do is go to the iTunes store, search for Charvette, click on podcast, and you can subscribe. We have thoroughly enjoyed you. Until we meet again, peace and love.